using the force to clear her path of any flora that looked like it might spray, sting, or snare. Tahiri advanced a few paces toward the bounty hunter. Jagged had given her free rein to do whatever it took to stop Abeloth, and he had specifically mentioned killing Fett. That would probably have been the smart thing to do, given how dangerous Fett was, and how rarely anyone encountered him in such a vulnerable state. Tahiri hesitated for two reasons. First, she was not absolutely confident that it was Fett inside the armor. While imposters had a way of meeting quick ends, con men had been known to collect enormous fees by copying his armor and passing themselves off as the infamous bounty hunter. Second, and most important, if that was Fett, he could not be working with Abeloth, or he would have known better than to let himself be captured by her carnivorous plants. So maybe, just maybe, Tahiri could steer him into helping her instead. He would certainly be the kind of fodder that might keep Abeloth too busy to notice that a turbo laser barrage was about to descend. Tahiri stopped 5 paces short of Fett and the curtain of flesh-eating moss that was holding him captive.
Boba Fett, she called. Is that you?
The figure hanging before her remained motionless.
Come on, Fett. I know you're alive, she said. I can feel it in the... Triff!
The assertion changed to a curse when Tahiri noticed Fett swinging his one free arm in her direction. She used the force to push the limb back as she turned and dived for cover. She landed a couple of paces from the bottom of the ramp and rolled the rest of the way, coming to a stop, face to face with a moldering corpse. From behind her came the roaring crackle of a flamethrower. Tahiri expected to hear the clatter of an armored body crashing to the floor as Fett freed himself from the moss. Instead, a helmet-muffled voice began cursing in modern Mandoa, and she spun around to find the bounty hunter's situation even worse than before. The moss had melted into a big gob that now covered not only the flamethrower, but Fett's entire arm, and the tendrils had contracted as they melted, immobilizing the limb and pulling it back toward the wall. Tahiri picked herself up and shrugged.
Okay, Fett. Suit yourself.
She wiped the mold off her face and turned back toward the main tunnel.
Sorry to bother you.
That's it, Vela?
Fett called.
You're just gonna leave me hanging here? Alive?
Tahiri checked to make certain there were no carnivorous plants snaking her way, then looked back toward Fett.
What did you expect? She asked. You tried to slag me.
I expected you to finish the job. Not that I'm complaining, but I didn't expect you to be squeamish about the wet work. Your reputation must be overblown.
Fett, let me ask you a question,
Tahiri said. She knew he was just trying to draw her in close so he could get the drop on her and force her to help him escape, and it was so unnecessary.
Can you move stuff with your mind?
Stupid question. You know I can't.
Right. But I can. So if I wanted you dead, why would I walk over there and call your name?
Tahiri pulled the pack off her back, opened it, then used the force to lift a thermal detonator out of the interior.
Why wouldn't I just float one of these bad girls over there next to you?
Fett's helmet turned until the T-shaped visor was pointed in her direction.
Are you enjoying this?
A little bit,
Tahiri admitted. She armed the detonator and set the fuse.
And I will kill you if need be.
And this is where I convince you there's no need.
That depends. How much do you want to live?
Enough. If you're offering a deal, let's hear it.
Tahiri smiled. She could do a lot worse in the hired scum department. Fett might be a murdering Sleemo, but he was a murdering Sleemo with his own code of honor and an enormous pride in his work. When he made a deal, he usually honored it.